It's the radio segment that just pitched HBO on a new Game of Thrones reboot, but with gerbils.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for the love scenes in that one.
Oh, man.
It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other doof knuckles just don't. His first laser story is out of Virginia. 32-year-old Ronald Hill Jr. went into one of his local 7-Eleven convenience stores a few months ago, and he robbed the place.
All right, Junior, sit down.
He stole stuff off the shelves, took cash from the register, and even assaulted an employee.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
There's no need for that.
And surprisingly, he was not caught. He got away with it.
Wow.
Fast forward 2 weeks later, he went back to the exact same 7-Eleven and did it again.
What?
Why?
And then a week after that, he robbed the place a third time.
You got some big testicles to pull this off, bro.
I mean, they're going to let it happen.
I mean, it feels like one of those, like, shame on you for it happening once. Shame on me for it happening again.
I hope it's a different employee every time.
Exactly.
Just wait, because then, just a week after that,
let me guess.
He came in a fourth time and robbed them again.
Oh, my God.
At this point, he walks in. He's like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
Oh, hey, how are you?
They have a name badge for him.
To make matters even worse, each time Ronald showed up, he has always assaulted the same employee.
Does he just hate that person?
He's like, bro, you're not going to hit me again this time, are you? Oh, come on! Well, I'm telling you!
I already bought the cash out of the register. I had it ready. Luckily for the 7-Eleven and for that employee, Ronald got caught trespassing somewhere else. And cops realized it was the same guy from the security footage. So he was arrested and now faces 4 counts of robbery.
They didn't even get him themselves.
Well, I'm really glad the employer is doing everything in their ability to keep that employee safe.
Yeah, this is so 7-Eleven. The guy's like, honestly, bro, just kill me. Yeah. I'm waiting for it.
I think maybe the employee kind of liked it.
Yeah, exactly.
A little thrill.
This next laser story is out of Vancouver, BC. Great news for people looking for a new place to rent. Because an awesome listing just went up.
Okay.
It's a one-room suite with a den that even allows pets.
Oh, yay.
Hot water and high-speed internet are included in the rent, and it's only going to set you back for a bargain deal of $1,000 a month.
That's actually amazing in the rental market.
However, there is one small catch. Because it's a basement apartment with head-bashingly low ceilings. So you're required to be 5'4" or shorter.
Yes! I'll take it! Sold!
I'll be the only one that will be able to go visit Alexis at her new place.
It's just you two and a bunch of pets.
Maybe my kids.
There you go.
I'm moving out.
Just wait, because the Craigslist ad actually reads... Looking for long-term, quiet, clean, shorter 5'4" person or below who's responsible and helpful, mature individuals only.
Never mind. No kids.
Like it's like one of those beggars can't be choosers situations.
Yeah, it's so specific.
And it comes with 9 pictures that show a rusted half-range oven and chunks of drywall clinging to exposed studs.
So it's one of those too good to be true situations.
Yes.
If you've seen the Saw movie, it's that room, basically.
Great.
I don't want to go to the bathroom.
There is no laundry on site and no street parking. And if you're wondering, has there been strong interest? The listing's been active for a month, and it was just updated again last week. So they're still looking for perfect renter.
I don't know if they exist.
This next laser story is out of Tech Trends for Tech Talkers. I think we can all agree there's nothing more panic-inducing than looking down at your phone and realizing you're low on battery.
Was that actual audio of Jose screaming?
I literally just checked my phone battery when he said it. It was, like, triggering.
I mean, what do you do? How are you going to talk to anybody or get anywhere?
Or
you survive. Exactly. You just end it all right there. I'm at 5%, so am I. My life is at 5%.
I'm glad you two aren't very dramatic.
There's good news for you guys, because Japanese researchers have a pretty big plan to change that problem.
Okay.
Their goal is to build a world where you simply walk into your home or your office and the phone in your pocket charges automatically.
No! They stole this this from me. I invented this in my head. Okay. I invented this. I was like, I told a friend, I was like, can you imagine if you walked into a room and there was like a radius?
Okay.
I just can't figure out how to like make it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
well,
you know.
Let let the scientist teach you.
Get to work on that. But
He should collab with me.
He already did it.
It already exists. Oh. They've already made the single room where this works.
Wow.
Cool.
The wireless area exists at the University of Tokyo, and it can power much more than a phone. Oh. So lamps, fans, and other basic electronic devices work in the room no matter where they are without being plugged into anything.
I didn't think of that. This is why the collab works, you
see. Is this safe for people to walk into this room?
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot going on.
You're just walking into a nuclear plant. It's fine.
If you're wondering how they did it, well, inside the walls, the scientists hit a series of devices that store electronic charge, which generates a magnetic field, and it reverberates within the room.
Huh.
It's enough to charge 10 phones simultaneously.
Oh, yeah.
So if your 11th friend walks in, you kick him out.
That's right.
Yeah.
And when is it available? The company says even though there's a few bugs to be worked out and some test subjects have ended up with glowing fingernails.
See, I knew it!
They think it's going to be available to the public in just a few years' time.
Dude, you won't care about glowing fingernails when you're low on battery.
No,
I know you.
Not at all. I bite them off anyway.
You're like, give me a third eye.
Yeah.
I just need 100%.
This next laser story is out of Uppercut Central.
Ouch!
Fight Club fans will enjoy this question.
Okay.
Have you ever been in a fight?
Yes.
I haven't, and I've always been curious how I would do.
I think you could take someone down, Brooke.
I got punched. I don't take punches well.
I'm just not very violent.
I thought I'd be a tough guy, but I'm like, ow!
We all knew
really
that was
hurt.
True, honey.
And we're not talking heated arguments. Those don't count.
Okay.
We're talking about physical fights with punches thrown.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a new poll asked 7,000 people that question, and surprisingly, over a third of us have been in a physical fight before.
Wow. Kapuya! Kapuya!
Yeah.
36% said yes, they've thrown hands, including 23% of women and over half of men.
Okay.
Wow. If it isn't the leader of the Wiener Patrol.
26% of women seems high.
I said 23% of women, but thanks for listening.
Okay, whatever.
And 23% of people said that they've been in more than one fight in their life.
Do you think I could take Jeffrey in a fight?
I think...
Easy.
Like, would you put your money on me or him?
You.
He's pretty strong, though, I think.
No, I think you have better ground and pound game. Like, if you get him to the ground, you win. If you stay on your feet, I think Jeffrey could...
I do have good thigh muscles, real strong.
Oh, what are you going to crush him with your thigh? What's that?
Can't go. Weird.
I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like you're going to scissor around his head and just crush his neck.
I don't think... Do you know how fights work, Brooke? Do you have any idea what it looks like?
So uncomfortable.
There's no thighs involved.
I'm a very careful person, mostly.
Back to the study.
Okay.
Younger people were less likely to say that they've punched someone, which is why I am not in a fight before.
And me too.
Right, yeah, totally. The age group that's thrown the most hands is people in their late 30s to mid 40s.
Damn, I was talking about high school.
Yeah.
After football.
So I'm not even looking at anybody in this room that falls into that demographic. I'm looking at somebody completely different.
Ooh.
Oh.
Huh. Oh, he doesn't throw hands.
Has this guy tussled with a baby rabbit over a tiny lettuce leaf before? The answer is yes. And it's the cutest little brawl you've ever seen. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Wednesday.